Spirit of the Living God, tonight we are gathered here to experience your glory, your power, your signs, your wonders. We acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus in this place tonight. Thank you for your spirit in this atmosphere. Listen, the atmosphere of worship is a very deep atmosphere for encounters. You are not just singing songs, you are exposing your spirit man to the light and the power of God. And you see, every time you worship God, He must find a way of responding back to you. That response is what you call miracles, is what you call signs, that you touch the heart of God. Worship does not touch His hand, worship touches His heart. When you touch the heart of God, He will come to prove Himself. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing down, what a fountain. Casting crowns, one more time, casting crowns, casting crowns, bowing down. Just repeat that part one more time. We cast our crowns and we lift our birthday.
Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Challenge and put it before you and sing this song to him. You may look mighty, but I bring you face to face. He said, who are down mountain before the Zerubbabel? We are still going to sing that song. Face to face. Who are down mountain that will mock the God of Jeshurun over my life? Are you ready to sing that song? Don't be afraid of your challenges tonight. Let your faith rise. When we sing that song, listen. When we sing that song two times, I'm going to give you room.
except the Lord has not called you, this challenge you hold, this is the last time you hold. Hallelujah. Please stand up for you. Tonight I'm not preaching. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord has come tonight to give us an evidence. Please be sensitive. I sense a strong anointing in this place. And I sense it. And it is a night of impartation. And some of you, while you are sitting down, the call of your destiny is looking for you. You are seated there. Listen. No, you just sit down. You just sit there. That from birth there is a prophetic grace, but you never knew. And whilst you are sitting, suddenly, like a mantle, it comes upon you. Ha! You have done the prayer. Just be sensitive. Oh, this grace is upon me. That call and that anointing. That call and that anointing. That call and that anointing. I speak of prophecy. For people that speak to. That's what I stand by your grace. That's grace. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you shortly. But the Lord is showing me a vision now. And in this vision, I see an ancient gate, listen, that has never been opened for years. And listen, this gate is a representation of a family here, not an individual. Everyone has tried to open that gate, but I stand here by this unction tonight. Lift up your head, all these gates. I bring a voice of prophecy. Lift up and send doors. Lift up your head. Hallelujah. Sit down, please. Sit down.
I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me.
Rebecca, who is Rebecca? Rebecca. Rebecca, your name is Rebecca. Please reach that person. Your name is Rebecca. We have to be very fast. You are wearing a blue top and something flowery under. This is what I'm seeing. That Rebecca is wearing a black top. A black top. The top is black. And under it, like a skirt, a flowery skirt. Who is that? This is what the Lord is showing me. Rebecca, a black top. Your top is black, but under is flowery. Is there someone like that in this place? What's your name? Rebecca, listen, come. Do I know you? Let me prophesy to you. The Lord is saying he's rising as a man of war over your family. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That the Lord is going to open doors between now and July is the month of breakthrough for your family.
You have taken all my pain. You have taken all disappointments. You've taken all the sorrow. You've taken all the pain. And you have made me yours. That I will. You have taken all my shame. You've taken all disappointments. You've taken all my grief. Taking all the weight, and you are there.
Highest praise to the King.
We give you worship, worship.
The highest praise to the King.
Hallelujah. Please sit down. consider. Shalabarutes. And something that looks like an arrow. Don't you are praying. Let me minister to you now. I'm seeing something that looks like an arrow. This is what I'm seeing in the spirit. And I'm seeing by the spirit, and the Lord is telling me this is oppression, and this is over certain lives and certain families. But I'm going to pray. If you belong to this category, don't worry. As I pray, the power of God is upon you. You will be surprised to see the amount of doors and opportunities that open. I stand here tonight. Sit down. In the name of Jesus, anyone here, whether in the overflow, up, outside, who has been under any kind of siege, please help them. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Right now, let the fire of the Spirit help them. I command the arrows that fly by day. I under declare. Please. Help this lady.
No human tonight, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Hallelujah. Is there something like Olaleko? Is there a name like that? Who is that? What's your name? Olaleko. Do you have a sister? Where is she? Come.
Hello, Himma, tonight, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Hallelujah. Listen, the Lord is visiting not just you people, but your family. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord is visiting your family. I see a strange breakthrough that is coming to break the yoke of delay over your family. The yoke of delay. I come against it by the Spirit of the Lord. I take away that embassy. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me many people here. Where you are is where you are not supposed to be in life. Listen. Something happened in your life and you are far behind. Even if you were to move forward now, you can't catch up. But there is a grace while you are seated now. This is not for everybody. Sit down. Please sit down. I'm not just prophesying to everybody. There are specific people, and I'm going to pray. When I pray, I want you, please, just be sensitive. The kind of anointing that will come upon them. Some of them will stand up and start running literally. So you hold them. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus, the grace for speed, wherever you are, by the upstand speed. I prophesy speed on one at two. Overtake, recover, pursue. Sit down.
Say nada.
You see, brothers and sisters, hear me. Until your life is introduced to certain kinds of anointings, you may never rise in life. You may be well-meaning, like many of you are. You may be innocent. It is vain to wake up in the morning and to sleep late in the night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. In this kingdom, we operate by spiritual laws, for the race is swift. Yet the battle is not necessarily foolishness to understand spiritual man. Listen carefully, and the things of the spirit. Bring that woman for me. Angel, touching her now. This woman there. In the name of Jesus, quick, let that captivity. I don't know you. Come, hold on. I see this woman. Fire is burning. That's what I'm seeing. And I'm asking God, why is fire burning? And the Lord said, this woman loves God, but all her life in oppression. The Lord said, I should tell you, He's restoring this woman. But restoration of the years that the canker worm and the farmer worm, caterpillar.
Sit down, please. Please sit.
everything that is alive grows. There is a gentleman here, your father is a pastor. I'm seeing your father cry in the secret place because the church is not growing at all. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Your father is a pastor. Your parents are pastors. Hold on, I will pray for you. Mr. Man, come. Where is your church? Your father's church? What? Where the churches are in Lagos here? The person I'm seeing, the Lord is taking me in the spirit and I'm seeing a name. And I'm seeing that this is a church in Ikorodu. Huh? Why are you waving your hands? Your church is there too. Your church is there. Where is your father's church? Please, give me the mic. I don't know the name of that place. Where is that? That's what I'm saying. That the church I'm seeing,
yes, sir,
that is not growing is,
yes,
in Ikorodu.
Yes, sir.
Your father loves the Lord.
Very well, sir.
Let me tell you two things. Will you be embarrassed if I tell you?
Never, sir. Never.
Number one, your father needs knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Your father's spiritual knowledge is very limited.
Yes.
You're a very sincere man.
Yes.
But I'm not, this God is not a herbalist.
Yes.
I won't just tell you, go and move. No.
Yes.
Members need to come and receive something of substance.
Yes.
So what your father needs, tell him that a man of God said he should take out some time and have a retreat with God. And he should find a man of God whose message models his call.
Yes, sir.
And listen to and build up the spirit of revelation.
Yes, sir.
When he does that, God is going to expand the ministry.
Yes, sir.
It's not just pray and let members.
Yes,
members are human beings.
Yes, sir.
Are we together? But I'm going to pray for you because I also see the call of God upon,
yes,
your life too. This gentleman, stand up. You will even be greater than your father. But the Lord, you need concentration. You are too busy. You are doing many things. All this ministry, settle down. Don't be embarrassed. Are we together? We're a family. Settle down. Settle down. Many of us who are calling to ministry, this is a message for us, not just for him. This looking for opportunity, invite me. I'm anointed. The fact that you are not invited is a sign that you should sit down. Just sit down and stay with God until your season of appearing. Don't admire people's harvest time and sit down and say, I must do this. No. John remained in the wilderness until his season. That you are anointed doesn't mean you are commissioned. He can call you, but he must send you. It is only when he sends you that the world hears you. That you have been called doesn't mean you have been sent. He calls you and makes you and sends you. Are we together? God bless you. God bless you. I pray for you. May you experience the anointing of the Spirit over your life and over your dad. Hebrews chapter 11, please. We didn't greet tonight. Good evening, everybody. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Please be sensitive. God is... Before we read that scripture, the Lord is showing me a vision, right? I'm seeing someone. It applies to many people, but the person I'm seeing is a lady. This is a breakthrough of finance. Listen. I know because it's money, everybody will say amen, but you will receive it. But this is a definite, this is not a general prophecy. A breakthrough, not for your family. There is an idea that God is going to be trusting with the resources of the kingdom. I'm saying this, you will see. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever that person is, I decree by the Spirit of the living God, for reasons you yourself cannot understand, based on this that the Lord has shown me, I declare that the angel of his presence, the angel of God that signifies this revelation, is not this lady. She's not the one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know when the anointing for a word has gone. I don't know where that person is. The person I'm talking about right now, as you are seated, there is nothing that looks like that prophecy. But the finger of God is going to move over your life. I decree and I